This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. During a stop in Milwaukee on Wednesday, President Biden announced more than $3 billion in infrastructure projects in 42 states. Some $40 million will go to Wisconsin to help reconnect communities, as WUWM's Chuck Quernbach reports.
President Biden says the money coming from the bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act will rebuild many surface streets, bridges, and other transportation corridors to better help people walk, bike, take faster buses, and see more greenery.
I'm here to announce the first of its kind investment, $3.3 billion in 132 projects in 42 states.
Polls indicate Biden's in a close re-election battle in Wisconsin with likely Republican nominee Donald Trump. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Former President Trump is facing three fewer charges in the Georgia election interference case against him. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee tossed out charges that Trump and his co-defendants tried to get public officials to violate their oaths of office. Trump now faces 10 counts instead of 13 in Georgia. Judge McAfee says the prosecutor in the case may seek a new indictment on the charges he dropped. He's still deciding whether Fulton County DA Bonnie Willis can remain on the case following an affair with a prosecutor she hired to investigate Trump. In Texas, the parents of a slain school mass shooting victim are staging a sit-in outside of the Uvalde Police Department. As Texas Public Radio's Caleb Padilla reports, they want three officers from the department either suspended or fired.
Brett and Nikki Cross lost their 10-year-old son Uzziah in the 2022 shooting. They arrived at the Uvalde Police Department at 11:33 a.m. That's the time when the gunman entered the elementary school, and it would take law enforcement more than 70 minutes after arriving to end the shooting. Brett Cross participated in a sit-in in 2022, after which the entire Uvalde School Police Department was suspended.
Last time I did 10 days, 245 hours. I will stay out here as long as it takes. I shouldn't have to. I should be at home playing video games with my kids on spring break.
This comes days after a report by an independent investigator found that police acted in good faith and did not violate protocol on the day of the shooting. I'm Kayla Padilla in Uvalde.
Several nations are making attempts to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. The U.S. and others are building a floating pier needed to get aid from ship to land. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This is something that's going to take time to actually put in place, although we're working on it as expeditiously as possible.
When completed, Blinken says the floating pier will enable the distribution of up to 2 million meals per day. You're listening to NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's a measles outbreak at a shelter for migrants in Chicago. The agency says 8 people at the facility have tested positive for the disease. 5 of them are children. The outbreak highlights the struggle to process the 37,000 migrants who arrived in Chicago since 2022. Volunteer groups say it also shows the lack of adequate local, state, or federal health care to support new arrivals. SpaceX is gearing up for a third test of its massive commercial rocket, Starship. As NPR's Jump Brumfield reports, has yet to complete a test run.
The first time it tumbled back towards Earth. The second time it self-destructed. SpaceX is hoping the third flight will be the lucky one, but a lot has to go right. At nearly 400 feet tall, this is the largest rocket ever built. Paolo Lozano is a rocket scientist at MIT. He says that SpaceX has been making steady progress with each flight, but he still has modest expectations.
If it comes back in one piece, let's put it that way, I think it's going to be a big success.
Even if it doesn't, he says the company will learn a lot. SpaceX hopes to one day use Starship to take astronauts to the surface of the moon and eventually to Mars. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Civil rights activist Dorie Ladner has died at the age of 81. Ladner helped organize a chapter of the NAACP Youth Council in 1960s Mississippi. She also became a member of the Students for Nonviolence Coordinating Committee. She is also once one of the first workers to go to Natchez, Mississippi, to help register people to vote. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.